Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. U.S. agriculture exports in the first 6 months of this fiscal year have exploded to a new record, $75 billion. That's a 27% increase over last year. Now that's something to get excited about. Congratulations to American agriculture. In spite of weather problems, volatile markets, government agencies, both state and federal, trying to tell us how to farm, we're getting the job done. Some state governments are demanding that we get the chickens out of the cages, let them run around pecking the dirt, get the sows out of the crates. The sustainable agriculture fanatics are demanding all kinds of things. Get this, I just received a request from an elevator where I market some of my grain, and I'm asked to sign a paper which declares that my corn is sustainably produced. Sustainably produced! Well, what does that mean? Why am I asked such a question? I am asked to certify that on our farm we didn't clear any rainforests, any wetlands to farm the ground. All of this intrusive nonsense is requested because some of this grain might be processed into ethanol and exported to Europe, and the Europeans are requiring a sustainable guarantee. Anyway, I do qualify. I can sign the paper. However, I'm offended by this request. What if I tiled out a wet spot in one of my fields? What if I bulldozed some trees to add a few crop acres? Are these land improvements considered unsustainable? Another example of the busybodies that think they know how to farm. Listen to this. A National Research Council report entitled Toward Sustainable Agriculture Systems in the 21st Century. And it has this to say. It's become apparent that as modern agriculture grapples with important issues such as climate change, biodiversity, resource conservation, public health problems, a transformative approach is needed. The field of agroecology adapts the principles of nature to farming systems. What are they talking about? We produce the most affordable food in the world, right here in the United States, and we are still able to export 30% of our production, which reduces our trade deficit. It looks to me like we're doing quite a few things right. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain. As we kiss goodbye and